Trains Can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
In 10 innings in Charlotte against South Carolina on the diamond, the Braves fall to 0-4. Clemson Goff has a chance to win again, the 82nd time for Larry Pennelly in the final round today down in Birmingham. And tee time's out at Augusta National. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go! Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, April the 7th, 2021. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We have, we're going to be busy, as we usually are, but especially today. Today, live from Augusta National, we're going to have Sean Hogan. Sean is the senior, maybe Sean's title here. He is David Ledbetter Academy. He's on the grounds from Augusta National. He is working with both Charles Swartzel and Patrick Reed as their swing coach and swing coach team there. But his official title with them, he is the of the Ledbetter instructors there. He's the master instructor. I knew that's what it was. The master instructor from the Masters. Anyway, so he's working with Patrick Reed and Charles Swartzel there on the grounds at Augusta National. He's been there, so we're going to get an up-close, up-firsthand look at the golf course, what he thinks about the conditions, and what he thinks it's going to take to win this week. So I can't wait. And besides that, Sean's an Irish guy, so we got another great accent. Andrew Oliphant's going to join us as well with it, so we'll go back and forth with those guys and talk about what that means. I made the statement before, because of the firmness of this course right now, I think it's about who stops it better, not who makes it go better. All right, an update on the weather. It looks like that the chances of rain have gone up slightly for Friday and Saturday, and stayed about the same, and the winds have gotten up a little bit there as far as the forecast goes. First, I can tell you the temperatures are going to be in the 80s. The low for the next 4 days, 80 on Sunday for the high, the lowest high, and then 84 on Saturday. But, and winds this weekend, 13, 14 miles an hour, that can make it tough. As far as the daily forecast, for those that are going or watching, get ready for the Masters, Cloudy and 83 on Thursday. A stray shower, thunderstorm is possible, but we're only talking about all together. Let me look at this here. All together, like a 20% chance of rain. So that's not going to happen now. Friday, chance of rain 60%, scattered thunderstorms. High of 81, winds at 5 to 10. A 60% chance of some thunderstorms on Saturday, mainly in the afternoon. And then Sunday, partly cloudy, 20% chance, high of 80, and mix of clouds there, but and sun, but winds at 10 to 15. I still think that we could, you know, so in other words, the chances of rain have gone up slightly there, but I don't think it's going to be a bunch of some scattered thunderstorms, maybe stopping and going a little bit, but you're going to see a firm, fast golf course down at Augusta by my estimation. Well, I have tee times to talk about, so looking forward to that. We have news of players and things on these lines. Had to talk to some more friends went yesterday and got some interesting thoughts about what all is happening there. So we got a lot of Masters news and notes to give you today. Major League Baseball from last night. It's almost like the national championship in basketball when it got to be 6-0 and then 9-0. When it got 9-0, you're like, I'm a little concerned. Braves fans, you're 0-4. And now the good news is you scored some runs yesterday. The good news is that instead of scoring on average of one run a game, yesterday you actually scored five, but you lost walk-off 6-5. Nationals played in their first game of the year, got a walk-off there, and the Braves go to 0-4. Got other Major League Baseball thoughts coming up. College baseball from last night, a North Carolina-South Carolina battle up in Charlotte. And the Tar Heels beat the 11th-ranked Gamecocks 3-2 in 10 innings. Other college baseball scores, top 20 scores. Pittsburgh's in the top 25. How about that? Pitt 25 beat West Virginia in the backyard brawl there, 5-1. 10th-ranked TCU beat Tarleton 13-9. 23rd-ranked Virginia Tech, they're ranked again. Remember, Clemson beat them 2 out of 3 a few weeks ago. They beat East Tennessee State 15-5. 19th-ranked Oregon fell to Portland 6-4. Kentucky beat 7th-ranked Louisville 11-7, a little rivalry game there. 12th-ranked Florida down Stetson 7-6. 17th-ranked Florida State lost to Jacksonville 8-7. 15th-ranked Georgia Tech lost to USC Upstate. I told you, USC Upstate 9-3, playing good baseball. Let's check in on them here in a minute. Tennessee beat Eastern Kentucky. Tennessee's 6 in the country. They won 10-1. Tennessee's got a great team there. 5th-ranked Mississippi State down Southern 15-1. 4th-ranked Texas beat Texas Corpus Christi 14-4. Ole Miss, who's 3rd in the country, beat Alcorn State 8-1. Arkansas, ranked 2nd in the country, beat Little Rock 7-2. Top-ranked Vanderbilt beat Tennessee Martin 5-4. 20th-ranked Oregon State lost to Gonzaga. At least Gonzaga got something done this week. Beat them 5-2. And 22nd-ranked Arizona over Arizona State 14-2. Other ACC action from last night on the diamond. Clemson is off on the midweek this week. Maybe put it out there in case you need to make some makeup games. But besides the South Carolina game, which is made up later in May, no makeup games. Boston College beat Northeastern 5-3. Virginia walk-off win against William & Mary 7-6-12. NC State beat App State 13-2. And then Duke and North Carolina Central was canceled due to COVID. And finally, and I've not checked this yet, and I need to check it, but finally, SEC non-ranked baseball action from last night. Georgia lost to Georgia Southern 2-1. And LSU beat McNeese State 14-1. Alabama and Monroe was canceled, and Auburn and Kansas State canceled due to COVID. So anyway, that's there. Clemson Goff is in great shape, tied for the lead. Down in Birmingham Country Club, tied with the University of Tennessee. We'll tell you about, I'll give you a whole scoreboard update a little bit later on as well. So, interesting news. I'm going to give you that coming up here in a second. So, with that said, the producer of this and many other shows, the engineer of this and many other shows, the favorite son of Anderson, South Carolina, host of segment number 2, John_Height in the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424. And our Winky Wonky. Stinky honky tonky donkey, Mr. John Height. How you doing across the glass over there, buddy?
Morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. My computer was acting up a little bit. I don't know if you could tell, as I professionally didn't stumble through any of that. But besides that, man, things are great, buddy. Things are great. How was your Taco Tuesday? Or have y'all postponed it or moved it to Taco Wednesday?
No tacos. Be doing that tomorrow.
Taco Thursday.
Taco Thursday, yes.
Who decides what tacos are Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays?
Basically just everyone's schedule.
Okay. Well, your schedule's good this week because there's no baseball.
Exactly.
No midweek baseball game.
So, that's been nice. But it was good. It was good. Worked and then went and did some yard work and cooked a little supper.
Boo. Yard work. Boo.
Seriously. You get halfway through the yard and you run out of gas in the lawnmower.
Did you do yard work because you said, hey, John, you need to do yard work? And you go, okay. You
didn't do that. No. No, I did it because it was getting a little... a little ridiculous.
I had a conference call yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
About 45 minutes with a great team, the guys with Dr. Milt Lauder's company. And because he's coming on with us. I told you yesterday, man, it's going to be an awesome segment. And that's going to be a weekly segment of his performance and sports psychology team. And so we're on this conference call, the Zoom call, actually. It's my first Zoom call.
No, it's not. You talking about one you had to do for a Clemson club or something?
You know what? That's right. That's right.
So you're well equipped to attend a Jimmy Buffett Zoom party.
No, I'm not doing that. Anyway,
some beach music Zoom party?
No, that ain't happening. No. Okay. So anyway, I would do it. My wife told me to. So one of the guys said, "Hey, I was listening to your segment today about how to stay married," and he went, "You know what, man? You're exactly right." So anyway, that was a joke on me as much as anything else. So, making sure of that. You had a good day yesterday.
Good day.
Had an interesting day yesterday. My wife and my son, they're down at her mom and dad's and stuff. But yesterday they went to my sister's house, and they live on a farm. And so Drake got a chance to ride in a big old John Deere tractor.
Oh, boy.
My brother-in-law's a farmer there, a vegetable farmer. And they picked strawberries. And he rode around in the Kubotas, and just, man, he just had a blast.
Big old day.
Yeah, big old day. I got a bunch of pictures I'll show you here. It's pretty cool.
Good.
So that was good. So besides my Zoom meeting and besides cleaning up the house and getting ready to go to Nolens, I had nothing to do. So I went and practiced golf for the third time since October, or third time since last August, and just hit more balls. My hands almost bleeding. I hit so many golf balls yesterday. But it was great. It was a beautiful day yesterday, wasn't it? Wasn't
that awesome?
Just beautiful out there. So that was good. Watched a little Masters coverage last night. Watched a little Yankees last night. Kind of like old Bachelor days. Oh, Yankees won 7-2. What do you mean how they do? Yankees are awesome. Won 7-2. Beat the Orioles. Yankees now 3-2 in the season and 3-2 at home. And your boy Garrett Cole got a nice win. He's off to a good start. 1-0 at 1.46 now. ERA. So things went great, man.
Well, I'm glad to know it went well for you because I don't know. I'm not talking to Kwok today. I'm just not going to talk to him.
The Reds ended up beating the Pirates yesterday, 14-1. Wasn't close.
We're not on speaking terms right now.
Wasn't even close.
Hey, we got a better record than the Braves.
Braves are 0-4. Any panic in Atlanta right now about how the season's gone so far?
I mean, you know, you tell them a week in, you're going to have a worse record than the Pirates. You know, probably going to be a little upset about that.
Any panic in Oakland right now? They're 0-6.
No, because nobody cares.
But here's the deal with Oakland. I mean, the Braves are 0-4 with a run differential of minus 7. The A's are 0-6, and their run differential is minus 37.
Oh.
The A's have scored 13 runs. They've given up 50 in 6 games.
That's not good.
The A's so far got beat by the Astros 8-1, 9-5, 9-1, and 9-2. And the Dodgers beat them 10-5. They held the Dodgers to five runs last night. But of the 6-game losing streak, in 5 of the 6, they've given up at least 8 runs. How about that? So they should be in panic mode about their pitching right now, at least.
Yeah.
Off to a very, very bad early start.
For those who care about Oakland A's baseball.
Yeah. All right, so a lot to do today. Segment 2 today, what do we have?
Yesterday, I just kind of mentioned it in the 2-minute drill, but that was all that we've addressed it. But the Hubert Davis hire at North Carolina. I want to go into it a little bit, kind of his resume, what we think he could do for the job. And then, really, I'm puzzled by a couple of comments that were made in the press conferences and some of the things that were made, kind of their vision, direction for it, and just like to discuss it.
All right. Looking forward to that. Can't wait. It's an interesting hire, and for what's been just a great program. So we're really, really, really looking forward to hearing about that. My friends at Priority One are looking forward to talking to you about what they can do for you. What I'm talking about is Priority One security in your home, in your office. In your office, you want to protect your employees, your customers, your cash flow, your inventory, keyless entry stuff, all the camera stuff. Look, they're gonna help you out. It's gonna be awesome. So great friends over at Priority One at your home, protecting your kids, protecting your valuables, your possessions, your family, your pets. Like with Priority One now, I know that like the what they've got registered is if anything happens, they know if I'm not there, Marley's in the house. I didn't tell you this. I had the smoke alarm go off this weekend. I sauteed some onions. I'm not onions. Sauteed some mushrooms.
That'll do it.
And I had it on too high, and I walked outside just for a second to check on what was on the grill. And I came back, smoke had come in there. So anyway, the lady calls and got the password. Everything was fine. But still, I'm telling you, but I walked outside, my foot hit the door. The smoke alarm went off, and a second or second and a half later, the phone call came. So, and she make sure everything's okay. And then he said, I could turn off for an hour, but that's all I can turn it off for. If you're home, yeah, I'm home. And anyway, she could hear the alarm and all that stuff too. So anyway, so that was another example. I don't have a whole lot of alarms that go off, but they were there. They were there doing a great job for me. Priority One. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com. Number one now, PriorityOneSecurity.com. Segment two in Hubert Davis' North Carolina Basketball Talk with John Hite right after a very short break.
If you've been accused of a crime, injured due to someone else's actions, or hurt on the job, you need to act quickly. Your freedom, medical care, and future are at stake, and the outcome of your case could have a huge impact on your life. Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, today to get you the best possible outcome for your case, including the compensation you're entitled to. Criminal, personal injury, and workers' comp. Get the advantage of using your local hometown attorney, Nick Lavery. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680.
Start your spring cleaning today and get insanely clean home with Zero-Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Get three rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119 and mention my name, Mickey Plowler, for a free hallway cleaned. Call 558-7300 or online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Looking to lower your auto loan payment? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your current auto loan and we will beat your existing rate by 1%. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Boats, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles are included. Relax with Founders. Don't miss out. Apply today at foundersfcu.com/auto or at an office near you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Current auto loan must be with another financial institution.
Hey, Tiger fans. Greg and Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville.
We wanted to thank each of you that have welcomed us into the upstate community since we opened our doors.
One thing we love about Duck Donuts is the happiness we can provide to families.
Family is very important to us, so to be able to make an impact to yours, especially during a year like 2020, has been very rewarding to us.
We know the strength of the Clemson family, so thank you for your business in 2020, and Julie and I look forward to seeing more of you in 2021.
Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
What do you think is a bigger threat to your home? A flood? A fire? Or termites? The truth is, termites do more damage to American homes than fire and flooding combined. It's time to get a protection plan, and Clark's Termite and Pest Control is here to provide smart and simple termite control, which lasts a lifetime. And don't forget that we offer the most complete guaranteed pest service in the industry. 864-233-2847.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy, whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit engineeredsleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64 gigabyte, $15 per month after 14/17 monthly credit applied within two bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Toro Lawnmowers are a tried and true name when it comes to commercial and residential lawnmowers. At Landscaper Supply, we carry a large variety of Toro models. From push mowers to zero turn mowers to stand on units, we have it all. Landscaper Supply is Toro's largest dealer in South Carolina, with locations all around the upstate in Easley, Greenville, Simpsonville, Anderson, and Greer. Toro Lawnmowers and Landscaper Supply. Mow like the pros. See us online at landscapers-supply.com.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Never get old.
What in the Sam Hill Carnation is that?
That sounds like some 1960s, sounds like the Monkees.
Well, the good is horn that, section, yeah.
Is that Chicago?
No, it is not.
What is that?
A band called Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. Very good.
That's a modern band? Like, that's not like from the 60s?
No, they're newer.
I'll take your word on it. Hey, Pinecrest Foods. Get in touch with them. Pinecrestfoods.com. Riley Cordell and his great team are delivering freshness every single day. The foods are important. Don't get me wrong. You got to have the best prices, the best products, the best selection when it comes to dairies or meats or meat or spreads or anything like this. They do all that. The local farms part is important, too, because that freshness is delivered to you daily when you need that. But here's what I'm really telling you. The customer service is what you're going to notice. And that's what Riley noticed, his team he put together. Riley's been doing this for almost 40 years. And he started Pinecrest Foods on his own because he wanted to finish his career by owning his own business and doing this. And throughout the process, he put together this dream team. But he knows that the difference in success and not success in this business, I mean, you know, products and prices and delivery and all that's important, but it's the customer service, it's the relationships, it's the ability to go out and to make sure that you get everything that they promised and how they promised it, when they promised it. So that's where you'll see it, and the communication and the relationships you'll have, that's where they love. So awesome people over at Pinecrest Foods, pinecrestfoods.com. The segment number two with Mr. John Hite.
Mickey, I want to discuss the Hubert Davis hire at North Carolina. A little quick background on Davis. From was born in Winston-Salem, grew up in Burke, Virginia, went to play at North Carolina, where he holds the record for highest career three-point percentage in school history. His junior year, he helped the Tar Heels to their first Final Four appearance since the Tar Heels won it all in 1982. And averaging 21.4 points per game his senior year. Left to become the 20th overall pick in the 92 NBA draft, played in the league till 2004. From there, in 2008, started working for ESPN as a college basketball analyst, if you remember him from basketball's College Game Day and different things. And then in 2012, returned back to North Carolina to be an assistant to Roy Williams, where he has served in that capacity until just the other day, where he was announced to be the next head basketball coach, the 19th head coach in Tar Heel basketball history. A guy that I think is well-respected in the industry, guy who has an NBA career, you know, has a past there at North Carolina, has been a part of some great teams, and a guy that understands what it takes there, has been there, you know, learned from Dean Smith, learned from Roy Williams. But there were a couple things that I found interesting. He had a quote where he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that to be the head coach of North Carolina, you can't be from outside. You have to be from here. You have to know Carolina. You have to have lived it and done it. And he said that he will not be hiring people without Carolina experience and ties to North Carolina, whether it be playing or previous coaching experience. And now, while I think all that sounds great in the opening press conference, I do. I think it's somebody that we've seen here at Clemson, the way Dabo Swinney is hired. He's bringing in people who have played for him here, guys that have played at Clemson, guys that he has connections with. But it kind of brings me to where Michigan football is. Because, you know, they tried to branch out with Rich Rod and Brady Hoke, but you have to be a Michigan man. And you can't understand it unless you played for Shen Beckler, unless you were there in the good old days. And I don't – do you find it odd that some of these schools are doing this where you have to be one of us that – you know, I thought this would have been an opportunity for North Carolina. And I agree with the Hubert Davis hire. I have no issue with the hire. I think he's in a tough spot to be the guy to follow the guy. But I don't know. I thought this would have been a chance for North Carolina to kind of revamp things a little bit from a schematic standpoint. I mean, a guy who's arguably the best three-point shooter in school history, you would think he would try to maybe go to a little more. And he may. We don't know. But I just got the vibe that he's going to try to do basically replicate Roy Williams' time there. And, you know, I'm not sure. But I'm fairly optimistic on the hire. I just think the whole – I find it interesting. The you have to be from Carolina. You have to have done it here. You know, like the Michigan man thing. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Several things. I get your point, but I don't think it's a huge deal. Here's why. Because he's never been a head coach before. And he's never coached anywhere else. Am I right by saying that? Like,
That is correct. He was actually the head coach of their JV team, the only JV team in the ACC.
Which is what Roy Williams was as well,
right,
at one point in time.
And he did win the 2017 JV national championship there.
Yeah.
Which that was more of an older thing, you know, when you'd go play against prep teams and things like that.
Yeah. Now, with that said, because he's never been a head coach before, what's he going to say? What's he have to sell? What's he known for? You can't say, well, I think you ought to hire broadcasters because I have my broadcasting career. The only thing that he's done in coaching, he's been at the University of North Carolina. He played at North Carolina, coached at North Carolina. So that's what he has to sell. If you hire Patrick Ewing at Georgetown, not only to say that, but Patrick Ewing say, you need former NBA players to know to almost send guys to the league, or you need big men to teach big men. It's his deal. In casting for a movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger say, you got to have some, you got to have a big guy's in great shape. So that's his big deal. That's his selling point. The second part, I have three parts of this. The second part is North Carolina basketball, for the most part, is not broken. On the Michigan hires, Michigan is broken. Michigan football has been broken for a long, long time. All right? When was the last time Michigan football has been truly relevant?
probably the
mid-2000s
with Lloyd Carr when it was Chad Henne and Jake Long and Michael Hart and
Mario Manningham and those guys.
Braylon Edwards.
But the point there is, like, Michigan football's broken.
Yes.
Been working on a basketball. The last 2 years have not been great. But in 2019, they were 27-9, went to regional semifinal and finished third in the country. They were number one seed then. They won 26 games, finished 10th in the country in 2018. They finished 6th in the country in 2019, finished 3rd in the country in 2016. It's not broken.
No.
So you don't have to go – if you fired a guy that was previously at North Carolina, then you would go, man, we need a fresh start. We got to look out because the guy was not successful. This guy was successful. By the way, they won the national championship in 2017. So this guy was successful. So why change it? It's the Carolina way. And then finally, in a press conference, he's talking to – you got to consider the audience. And there's not really, truly – I mean, basketball people can prepare press conferences, and you know, winning a press conference is not an important stuff like that. But he's talking to two people. He's talking to recruits, and they sell North Carolina family there. That's what they sell. They sell the North Carolina way, the North Carolina family, so you get that. And he's talking to the fans. And now – you put yourself in a fan's shoes. You're not a North Carolina fan, but you love Clemson.
Yeah.
You believe in the Clemson family.
Absolutely.
You believe in that there's something different in these hills, right? There's something in these hills.
There's something in these hills.
All right. So if we talked about Clemson, you go, man, Clemson family, I love what that guy said about the family because he's one of
sure.
us.
Sure. I get that. Yeah.
Right. So three different things there. A, it's not broken. B, that's all he has to sell. And see, the fans are going to love that kind of stuff. I have no problem with that. My problem is when you just look at it, is he going to – you're prepared. You don't have to be a head coach in the past. But this is a big, big job. And now he
is –
as
big of a job as there is in college
basketball. Absolutely. But now he's the guy that has to set the tone every single day. What I would say is – I don't know if he's that guy yet. I don't know Hubert Davis. I don't know his personality. I don't know that the head coach in basketball, there are timeouts and substitution patterns and game plans and defensive things, but he can surround himself with basketball people. That's not, you know, his recruiting and things along those lines. I'm sure he'll do fine and all that. But how's he going to do in setting the brand and setting the culture? That the brand part seems like it's already set for him. It's North Carolina basketball. It's the North Carolina family. It's
And not to mention the way that the Jordan brand has become
right
appareled
right
in college athletics and
right
North Carolina. Michael Jordan is North Carolina
right. You the hope is that in the old days the hope is like you know all the local you know high school coaches on now you got AAU and all so that's not it at all. But the hope is that you know in knowing what the program has been about.
Mm-hmm.
And the success that they've had, and knowing what the program, what's made them successful. Here's something interesting. Now, this year's COVID, they only won 18 games. Remember, last year had a bad year at 14 and 19. The last time that they didn't win 20 games was 2004.
Matt Doherty?
No, Roy Williams, first year. But they went to the NCAA tournament.
I didn't realize he got there that early. Wow.
Matt Doherty went 19-16 and got fired because he also went 8-20. But
that'll get you fired in North Carolina.
Now on the other side of the Bill Guthrie's years weren't great. The Matt Doherty years weren't very good, and each of those guys got three. The Roy Williams years were great, but Roy in his time there, going back to 2004, after he only won 19-11, went 19-11 starts that in 2004. He won 33 games and 23 games and 31 games and 36 games and 34 games and 20 games, 29 games, 32, 25, 24, 26, 33, 26, 29, then the last 2 years. So it ain't broke. Keep it in the family. Keep it going. If Clemson hired, let me give you a better example of it. Lincoln Riley's an offensive guy.
Yeah.
All right. If Lincoln Riley is winning and winning national championships and winning Big 12 championships and they're scoring 50 a game,
mm-hmm.
and Lincoln Riley retired, you keep it on the staff and you keep an offensive guy because the offense is what's winning. So Hubert Davis,
just like they did when Bob Stoops retired.
Right. Right. Stoops was a defensive guy, though.
But no, but still, I mean, the offense was what was working at Oklahoma.
Absolutely it was. No
he
doubt.
He handed over to Lincoln Riley.
No doubt. No doubt about it. So, and you know, and it's just press conference. I get your point. I don't think you're wrong about it. But in this case, now, that said, I'm not sure Hubert Davis is going to be successful at North Carolina. The former player, the young coach, the up-and-coming guy, whatever, the, you know, who's to say that's going to work? We don't know. We don't have a sample size. We don't know. You know, how's he handle a two-game losing streak? We don't know any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll find out. I think it's a risk. I think Hubert Davis is a risk. I would have hired Wes Miller. I think that Wes Miller, former player, and also a guy who's had head coaching experience. I would have gone that route. They didn't, and we'll see. Good segment, though, and I certainly enjoyed that. Hey, our awesome friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com want to talk to you about your mortgage. And now, what an interesting field these people are in right now. With these rates, these volatile rates that are going crazy all over the place and up and down, you're going to love our friends over at Prime Lending because it's a sense of normalcy. It's a sense of stability in an unstable financial world is all around us right now with these rates that are fantastic, by the way. But it is a sense of local people that understand your needs are different than anybody else's needs. They're going to put together a plan that's best for you and offer you all kinds of just a variety of all kinds of things and how they do it. What I want to talk to you about is just starting the process with them and seeing how they can help you out. Seeing if by starting the process of what it's all about with them and where you are and your needs with your mortgage, refinancing, remodeling, or like a very good friend of mine is doing right now, buying a home. Think about Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. A short break. We'll open up phone lines. Love to hear from you and you return much more after this.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. Are you looking to invest in your own piece of Clemson University? Look no further than Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Right on Lake Hartwell, Lakeside Lodge provides affordable resort-style luxury comfort. Condominium ownership including unique amenities, farm-to-table dining, and modern furnishings just 2 miles from Clemson's campus. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to purchase Lakeside Luxury and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
With spring coming up, you're probably getting ready to work on your lawn, but the last thing you want to mess with is some sort of cumbersome lawn care product. Sunday is a custom lawn plan that works with nature. Sunday utilizes natural ingredients. It's good for you, your pets, and the planet. You start by going to sunday.com. and putting in data about your lawn. Their free lawn analysis takes care of the rest, designing a program specifically for your lawn, all in seconds. No guesswork, using soil and climate data to create a tailored nutrient plan. Sunday is made with ingredients you can pronounce, like iron, seaweed, and molasses. Sunday explains what you get and why. You just attach the ready-to-use pouch to your garden hose and spray. In less than 15 minutes, let Sunday take the guesswork out of lawn care. Visit GetSunday.com/Walt to get $20 off your custom lawn plan. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/Walt.
Hey, Tiger fans, Greg and Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville.
We wanted to thank each of you that have welcomed us into the upstate community since we opened our doors.
One thing we love about Duck Donuts is the happiness we can provide to families.
Family is very important to us, so to be able to make an impact to yours, especially during a year like 2020, has been very rewarding to us.
We know the strength of the Clemson family, so thank you for your business in 2020, and Julie and I look forward to seeing more of you in 2021.
Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
With 11 different apartment communities in the Clemson area, Burton Properties wants you to know there are apartments ready for lease. In the Heritage at Riverwood and Heritage Point, they have units available for any size you need, and they are also reserving for the fall. Please visit their website at clemsonapartments.com. That's clemsonapartments.com. Or call 653-7717 or 654-1130. Burton Properties is family-owned and operated, and their family looks forward to serving you.
April savings bring May smiles at George Coleman Ford, where you can be in a 2021 F-150 Supercrew, MSRP at $43,655. George Coleman Ford priced at only $37,599 plus tax and tag. George Coleman Ford with no hidden fees ever and consistently the best reviews in the upstate. See for yourself why in a 2021 George Coleman F-150. Offer good through July 6th. Includes $3,000 in factory rebates. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Glad to have you with us. Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service. They're doing it, man. They're crushing it over there right now, and they're coming down the finish line, down the stretch. One of the things I'll talk to you about is your business and your tax planning with these folks and meeting with them and learning more about your payroll, your bookkeeping, your accounting, and getting your head out of those books and getting your mind off of that and getting your mind back on your employees and your customers. And what you really got into business to do. Very few got into other businesses in order to do accounting and bookkeeping and payroll and taxes. So you invest in a little bit here, it pays off for you, end up saving money. And on top of that, you end up freeing yourself up to spend more time on your business and more time on your family. This is evident when you make those quarterly checks in your business or those personal taxes. And it's every year I'm reminded of why I make the best decision every single year by going to the Patterson Tax Service and don't have any decision to make anymore. I just know that that's my people and they can be yours. 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. I'd love to hear from you on a Wednesday. 654-ROAR, Vive Broadband phone lines. Kevin is in Anderson. Kevin, thanks for hanging on. I hope you're having a good day.
I am. Good morning, Mickey. First, every time I hear you, it takes me back to your days at North Greenville. I'm a big fan of yours. I knew your parents. They were fine people. And just couldn't be happier that I get to listen to your show every morning on the way to getting my day started.
Well, how kind of you, man. Very kind of you. It's too nice. Too nice of you.
And, you know, we're talking about the North Carolina hire. I didn't realize Ray Tanner was the athletic director at North Carolina as well as South Carolina. You know, these guys with no experience as a head coach, it's very relevant. You know, you have the brand that you can recruit from, but players aren't going to be in awe of Hubert Davis coming knocking on the door. They're going to be in awe of the university, of the Michael Jordan, the Worthy, the Perkins, the greatness of the past. But I feel like they've blown it. These guys probably should have went after Jay Wright, Villanova. I thought that would have been my direction. So I'm very surprised that they hired Hubert Davis. You know, another good hire might have been Johnny Dawkins out of Central. That would have been an interesting thing to see if maybe he would have jumped from the Duke bandwagon to the North Carolina bandwagon. But, you know, an inexperienced head coach at North Carolina, I mean, he looks more like a professor at Hogwarts University for Harry Potter than he does a D1 basketball coach.
What the advantage that he had with Bubba Cunningham is twofold. Number one is that this is Roy Williams' guy, and this is who Roy said he entrusted to turn it over with. Now, Dean Smith said the same thing about Bill Guthridge, and that didn't work out. With that said, the other advantage is that if you're a North Carolina fan, you're hopeful that Bubba's been watching this guy and that he has identified him as the kind of guy who can be the leader and the guy that can, you know, that he's identified. Outside of that, because if he was an assistant at Indiana, that he wouldn't know anything about him or wouldn't know, you know, that daily contact with him. So, you know, all these schools, Indiana did it. Indiana went when hiring Mike Woodson, you know, going back to the Indiana guy, or Juwan Howard not having that. That's the way it's about now. And look, it is about recruiting. At that level, it's not about player development. It's not about X and O's. It's just going out and getting better players. So we'll see if he can do it. He's got his hands full. Mark my words, if it works, in hindsight, all the North Carolina people will say, boy, Bubba identified our guy, he kept it in the family. If it doesn't work, they'll say, man, why didn't we hire a guy with some head coaching experience? But we'll find out for sure. Kevin, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Delvin is up next. Good morning, Delvin, man. Hope you're having a good start to the day. Man, we're blessed. Everything's awesome.
Hey, Nick, you talked about this the other day. I think yesterday or the other day last week. And some of the golfers were talking about it, how they feel the match about to change the course and make it harder. Don't get the slow score like they did last year.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't like 20 under. And now we will see a golf course that has a lot of teeth now. In November, it was soft, and they had no control over that. November's softer than April, and it's a different, just a whole different golf course, different conditions. But they didn't like it too much, and I think you'll see a golf course with a lot more teeth.
Yeah, but I found it interesting when they came out and reported some of the golfers said like they feel like the Masters were trying to make the course harder. I said, that was me talking about last week.
Yep, you watch now. And again, Mother Nature's got to cooperate. If it rains a bunch and it softens it up, then all that goes out the window. But for what they can control, I think you will see a very, very difficult golf course.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting to me when people look at somebody like Hubert Davis, taking over a job, never been a head coach experience. You notice how we don't say that about football when an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator who doesn't have experience takes over a job?
We do all of it's hindsight. I mean, look, I could give you 10 examples right now in football. Basketball, I'm not as well versed on one of those guys. But in football, I can tell you 10 examples of guys that were first-time coaches that are successful. And I can tell you 10 times of guys that were first-time coaches that weren't. Or I can tell you 10 examples of guys that were previous head coaches that were successful and then previous ones that weren't. It's up to the athletic director to identify the guy. And in this case, North Carolina thinks that it's going to be Hubert Davis.
Yeah, cause that'd be interesting. I mean, yeah, I get it. It's a North Carolina job, and it's a big job, and, yeah, it's his first head coaching job as an assistant. Think about Roy Williams. His first head coaching job was Kansas. You know how the Matt Tudor, the person that was that assistant, coming from outside of the program.
Yeah, but he had spent time inside. You know, so currently, you know, Texas
High School. I was talking
when he went to Kansas.
That's
right.
Think about the match he had to step into with Kansas.
Yeah, no doubt. And he was successful there. Like a Chris Beard. You know, when his big break was Texas Tech. Now he's at Texas, obviously. But before that, he was at Little Rock and Angelo State and McMurray and coaching a team called the South Carolina Warriors. I didn't realize he was on that one. So he hadn't had been around big jobs in the past as far as a head coach. Now he was an assistant at some bigger places. So you can go that route. You can go there, you know, Mike Krzyzewski from Army, or, you know, you can go that route an awful lot and see the guys just didn't have big time jobs, but at least had head coaching experience. Well, or, you know, you can say, let's take our risk on our guy and our gamble on our guy. With that said, I would have made a pitch to either Few or Wright or you know, Beard's off the table now. You got to have those guys tell you no first and then go that route. Who knows? They might have told him no. Who knows?
And I'll agree with you. I'll probably watch Miller.
Miller seemed like the safe pick on both ends. The North Carolina guy, but also guys had coaching experience. But, again, yeah, Roy and Bubba, you know, that's who they've identified. So we'll see. I tell you what North Carolina doesn't want. They want Wes Miller to stay at UNC Greensboro for about 3 years and give Hubert Davis 3 years and see how it works. What they don't want is for Hubert Davis to not be successful and for Wes Miller to get the a great job out there. For him to go get the Kentucky job if Calipari goes, whatever, and he goes and wins the national championship or something like that, then Bubba and his guys don't look like they made the exact opposite hire they should have made.
Yeah, don't know about the size. You don't want him to go get another job and then have success.
Yeah,
and you're struggling with your job, so it'll be interesting. But I just thought that was kind of interesting when they reported, like I said, about the golf situation. I said maybe brought up this situation too. How they're going?
Yeah.
They want a little score like they had last year, and then I said the player. This is the golfers saying it now. They ain't saying like the media. So this is some of the golfers are reporting that. The Magic are going to try to make it hard for them to, you know, get good scores.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. They'd like to have that teeth back. Devin, I appreciate the phone call, bud.
Thanks
an awful lot. Snaphook is up next. Snaphook, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing today?
Hello, friends. Welcome to Buzzle Cabin.
I've never been in Buzzle Cabin.
Me neither. Wouldn't you love to, though?
Yeah, I need to go in Butler Cabin at least once in my life. Never been in
there. I think me and you could get in there once, but we may leave in handcuffs, Mickey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pay a little fine.
It's one of them guys. I picked two horses in this race. I had DJ and DeChambeau. And after watching DeChambeau's, I guess, post-practice round, the interview yesterday, it's got me kind of questioning that pick, Mickey. And here's why. There's one thing to overpower that golf course, but there's going to be some places where he's going to try to overpower the golf course and get in trouble. Like, for instance, I don't think he can hit driver off 13. I really don't. I think it's too much club. Agree or disagree?
Well, because he can't. Normally, he's going on dog legs on the PGA Tour. He's going over trees. Well, he can't go over those trees. There's too. It's too much of an angle. It's too. He didn't have enough room to get it up and over there. So I don't see him hitting driver there.
I don't see him like playing a draw like he normally does. Like 11's going to be a tough tee shot.
Very difficult.
I mean, there's just going to be.
11, yes. He'll try. I mean, he'll try to take it, you know, down the right hand side up there. But they got all those little pine trees over there now. Here's the biggest thing there, and I got a minute. Snap up. Here's the biggest thing. I'm not sure he stops it very well. I know he makes it go, but I'm not sure he can stop it and hit all the shots he needs to hit with those little clubs. And
I
don't think Bryson DeChambeau. I don't think he wins this week.
I don't either. Even though I got him picked, let's just hope. DJ has a repeat, but I don't think DeChambeau spins it enough with short clubs.
Yeah.
Really don't.
You better go Justin Thomas, maybe Cantlay or Reed or something like that. Well, I'll ask Sean Hogan is Patrick Reed's coach. He's going to join us at 8:05. We'll ask him about what kind of player he thinks can win, including his guys, Charles Schwartz, who he's working with this week, and Patrick Reed inside the gates. We'll ask about the golf course and how it's set up, but if Mother Nature doesn't interfere, I don't think DeChambeau has a chance.
Appreciate it, Bells.
Thank you, Snaphook. Appreciate the phone call. I need to get in Butler Cabin. Find a way to get in there. That'd be nice. We'll come back. We'll take a break. I want to get into a question that I didn't fully get to yesterday is why is this the greatest sporting event in the world? and what else is in the conversation. And I'll tell you all that coming up. Short break. We'll come back with John Hite. I'm Mickey Plowler. Hour number two, when you return,